Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Olympics is, of course, a big story today. Simone Biles has dropped out of the team competition. She did the vault and did so poorly. She didn't go up perfectly straight. She landed and then hopped, and then one foot actually went off the mat upon which they land. Her score was not good, but it wasn't like it was a disaster for any other gymnast in the world. You'd say, well, that was okay. But it wasn't okay for Simone Biles. She sat on the sidelines and she told a team official, I can't go back up there. I can't go back up there. And at first it was believed that maybe she suffered some sort of physical injury, but she and the team are now saying that it was a mental health issue, whatever that means, stress, anxiety, and that the team is actually taking a mental day off and that she still could compete in the all-around competition. But it appears as though the pressure has just gotten to her as the prohibitive favorite, the number one gymnast in the world. And as a result, the United States, you probably have heard by now, did not win the gold in the competition so far. The Russians did. The Russian Olympic Committee team did. Now, there are still more medals and events to come in gymnastics, and it's not certain whether or not Simone Biles will compete anymore. On the men's side, this is just kind of interesting to me. I don't have any results for you on the men, but the men's U.S. Olympic gymnastic team for the United States put out a promotional video in June of this year. Elif, do you have the audio of that promotional video? I don't know that I'm going to play all of it, but here's at least part of it. And you might imagine it's this, we'll sample it here, but it's a short version of the story of what it was like to be a U.S. Olympic gymnast. And suddenly the Olympics that you've worked your whole life to get to are postponed for a year. And so you have to put everything on hold. But then you come back and you're going to be strong. And so they put out a video with all sorts of gymnastics video. And it's really touching. Here's a little of the audio of that.
2020 was supposed to be our year. The year we waited for, planned for, trained for. The year we marked on our calendars and etched in our brains. The year we would finally get our shot. And then, in an instant, everything stopped. So we waited, we rested, we recalibrated, and we resisted. We stayed strong, in will, mind, heart, and yes, in body, too. And then we got ready. We got back to the gym, back to work, to our routines, to competing. More importantly, we got back to our community. Now we're ready. And we're here. We are finally here. A lifetime of training and dedication for this moment. The chance to represent our country's hope, strength, and resilience on the world stage. To represent the USA at the Olympic Games. This is finally our moment. Tokyo 2021. The wait is over.
Video was posted in June, and I'm listening to that. Maybe you are too. I don't know if you recognize that voice or not, but I sure do. That's the voice of our former intern, Chicago teenager Jay Doherty. Chicago teenager Jay Doherty, who used to be an intern here. Hey, Jay.
Yes, sir.
What the hell?
I know, it's crazy. I cannot believe it. And I'm so grateful that you would even consider sharing this with the world, because I just, you know, sent it to you as a sort of interesting opportunity, and thank you for, I mean, sharing it.
As you can tell, how old are you again, Jay?
I just turned 17.
So Jay has a pretty mature voice, and he's obviously very articulate and clear and Midwestern in his language. He's got a good voice. He's 17 years old. He's been doing this sort of thing since he was 16. And he's one of thousands and thousands of people around the world who use a website called Fiverr. And on Fiverr, for $5, you put your name out there. And if somebody needs somebody to voice something like,
press access code 6
or whatever it is that you need for your company or internal communications. Where do you get the voices to say that? You go to a website called Fiverr. And then there's somebody like Jay in Chicago going, hey, I got a microphone in my studio or in my bedroom. I'll say press access code 6. Then you send them access code 6, and then they send you $5. It's called Fiverr. But the U.S. Olympic Committee is using Fiverr?
Well, I don't know if it's actually the U.S. Olympic Committee. I know it was the, I mean, I'm not actually sure how their whole marketing, you know, structure is. I believe the person I worked with was directly with the team, the USA Gymnastics team.
Right.
And there are a lot of companies out there. I know, you know, National Geographic has used a producer who hired someone through Fiverr. There are some other big names out there, and I don't really think they want you to know that they can go through there, but, you know, if they can find the talent, not in my situation necessarily, but there are people out there who can really deliver a National Geographic level or, an Amazon Prime Video level of narration at a lesser rate, then they'll probably go there.
I mean, they could hire me and I charge them $2,000, or they could get you and you would charge them $5. And you,
yeah, but there's a difference in quality.
I don't know that there is. I mean, that's what they've discovered, is that, in fact, there are some people out there who are quite able and willing. And by the way, if you're ambitious enough about it, you can make $2,000. You just got to do a lot of videos. And it's not always $5, right, Jay?
Right, yeah. The average selling price on there is well above $5 for the normal person, I believe. I think the vast majority of the services out there are now above $5. It did not start that way, and the company started about 15 years ago or so, and it started as $5, and then they realized, well, we can make more money, you know, charging or having the ability for our users or our sellers to charge more.
Yeah.
And then so they now the maximum is $995.
The most I could make would be $995?
Per order. And then they recently introduced a thing where you can send custom offers, meaning someone would contact you about a specific large project you may have, and you can send custom offers up to $10,000, which is, for the super, super big projects.
But that's not what you do, and that's not really how that thing works. So for the international rights in perpetuity to this really beautiful video, it's, you get goosebumps watching it. You made under $100, right?
Correct.
But I know that you've made enough money to get yourself through a chunk of a semester of college just by cranking these things out. So that's pretty fascinating to me. It's a really nicely done piece, Jay.
Thank you so much. That means a lot coming from a pro like you and everyone there.
Yeah. Well, it's just kind of funny, though, that that's how that gets done. And you've just got a bedroom studio there in your folks' house, and you 16, 17 years old, you're cranking these things out. And by the way, one last thing, Jay, we got to go. But what are some of the other clients that you've worked for in this capacity whose names I would recognize? Banks and universities, stuff like that, right?
Yeah, there are various. I did a couple of narration videos for the University of Wisconsin in River Falls. I think it's like and then I also did and some narration videos for internal narration videos for Prudential Life Insurance Taiwan in Taiwan. So those would be some samples. I could send you a list of some other ones, but
so there I am in Taiwan. I'm working for Prudential, and there's some internal communication, and that's your voice that's coming through the thing, right? Doesn't that kind of freak you out? Not freak you out, like, isn't that kind of cool to think that?
Yes.
How many countries on Earth do we hear your voice now?
I believe it's 58 is the current number.
All right. Well, congratulations, Jay. We're all going to be working for you someday. It's nice to hear your voice.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on. I'm so appreciative of everything.
Hey, do for us as we lock out here, you're listening to the John Williams Show, or give me a Jay Doherty sign-off that I can use in my internal communications.
okay. You're listening to the John Williams Show on WGN.